This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have unveiled legislation authorizing the next phase of the impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ed Donahue reports a vote is expected on Thursday.
The resolution calls for open hearings, with a final recommendation on impeachment left to the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Embattled Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri announced his resignation Tuesday after 2 weeks of unprecedented anti-government protests demanding political reform. Khaled Jordi, a Lebanese anti-government protester, tells the AP he's delighted Prime Minister Hariri is handing in his resignation and hopes others will follow.
We are going to not come out of the streets until the government steps down and a new government is going to come up, that they are professionals and they don't belong to any sectarianism, to any political association with any of the ones that we have currently.
The prime minister's resignation came 2 weeks after people launched a largely peaceful protest movement. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed bipartisan legislation sanctioning Turkish officials involved in the decision to invade northern Syria and perpetrate human rights abuses against the Kurds. This is VOA News.